John Lahman, your anti-imperialist and political prisoner voice, coming at you from inside the U.S. Penitentiary in Tucson, Arizona. Allow me to give you some information about May 19th and why this day, not only in 2009, but every year, is held in some esteem by more and more people, especially political activists and revolutionaries. Three world-class popular leaders, Malcolm X, Ho Chi Minh, and Augusto Sandino, were all born on May 19th. Malcolm X was born in 1925 here in the USA. Ho Chi Minh was born in Vietnam in 1890, and Augusto Sandino was born in 1895 in Nicaragua. There is no special significance to the fact that these three men were born on this same date. But this day is a good moment for us to stop, think, and learn more about the work, accomplishments, and sacrifices of these three freedom fighters. Most listeners are probably more familiar with one or two of these men. So let me give you some brief background on all three of these brothers. Malcolm X was one of the most important and respected black leaders in America in the 1950s and 60s. For years, he was a powerful voice and organizer within the Nation of Islam. In the last years of his life, he left that organization and reached out even more broadly to black people and other progressive forces, and was recognized as a major leader of the black nation in America. Malcolm was assassinated in 1965, but his words and legacy lived on. Ho Chi Minh is universally known as the father and principal leader of modern independent Vietnam. When Ho was born, his country was a colony of France. From a young age, Ho Chi Minh took up the struggle for independence and liberation for his people and nation. He was an activist and patriot. He fought and later led the fight against one foreign invader after another. First France, then Japan, then France again, and lastly the U.S., until finally, in 1976, Vietnam became independent, free, and united. Ho Chi Minh, or Uncle Ho, as he was affectionately known in both Vietnam and by peace and freedom advocates around the world, including here in the U.S., died in 1969, before his homeland was totally liberated. Augusto Sandino might be least familiar to many listeners, but his place in the worldwide freedom struggle against imperialism is likewise historic, and his legacy lives on in Nicaragua today. While most U.S. history textbooks say little about it, the fact is the United States has a long, sordid history of invading, occupying, and interfering in many South and Central American countries, definitely including Nicaragua. Naturally, Nicaragua has fought and resisted these invasions. One of the main historic leaders of Nicaraguan resistance was Augusto Sandino. He not only spoke and advocated for Nicaraguan sovereignty, he organized a guerrilla army to fight and expel the U.S. Marines in the 1920s and 30s. Augusto Sandino was later betrayed and died for his country. A generation afterwards, young Nicaraguans founded Sandinista National Liberation Front. Based on Sandino's name, principles, and example, they took up the fight against the U.S.-backed dictatorship. In 1979, the Sandinistas liberated Nicaragua. The struggle for national liberation, for freedom, justice, and equality, for the rights of working people, the poor and oppressed people, is an ongoing and worldwide struggle. Each generation has its turn and its specific task, and each generation has the right and responsibility to step up and take its place in the ranks of freedom fighters and the freedom struggle. Recognizing, remembering, and learning more about earlier leaders and struggles is always important. I would urge anyone who is not that familiar with Malcolm X, Ho Chi Minh, or Augusto Sandino to do a little research and study and see what insight you can gain from their work and struggle. Remembering May 19th, as well as other days of significance, like March 8th, International Women's Day, and May 1st, International Workers' Day, and other days, is how we can and do keep our people's holidays alive and significant. So, with respect for Malcolm X, Ho Chi Minh, and Augusto Sandino, until next time, keep us political prisoners in mind too. And remember, freedom is a constant struggle.